We welcome to the show now Browns sixth-round draft pick Billy Winn, defensive lineman from Boise State. Billy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, Billy, this is exciting stuff for you, I know, to have an opportunity to join one of the better defenses, really, in the NFL. That's the strong suit of this Browns team, or at least it certainly was last year. And I know that ultimately the ideal for any defense, but particularly a defense that has a four-man line, is to try to bring these linemen in waves. And so there really is an opportunity, even if it doesn't mean a starting spot. I mean, you'd have a chance to compete and be a presence as a guy who comes in rotation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be very exciting. You know, I was really, you know, really fortunate enough to get a chance to play, you know, all 4 years over there at Boise State. And now I get the chance to, you know, go out to Cleveland and, you know, make some things happen. And like you said, go out there and compete and work my way into the rotation. You know, it's just a really exhilarating feeling.
And you bring a lot to the table for this team. I mean, as someone who combines power with some athleticism and mobility, but you really do play a power game. I mean, that's where it starts. You pride yourself, and I know in reading some of the scouting reports on you, I mean, you get those offensive linemen and pretty much consistently get them push them into the backfield or into the quarterback.
Oh yeah, you know, that's just, I mean, a lot of that just comes back to, you know, the pride that I took in the weight room. You know, just going in there day in, day out, you know, with a purpose, and, you know, it's helped me out on the football field. I mean, it just goes hand in hand in football, you know, just doing what you got to do in the weight room.
And it helps for you, too, because you were a power lifter, right, in high school, and
yes, sir.
You were also a wrestler. So talk about how those dynamics influence your game.
Wrestling, you know, just being aggressive, physical, and, you know, just having that mental toughness. And then, you know, with powerlifting, you know, just it related back to football, you know, I spent hours in the weight room, and then, you know, I go out and showcase it, you know, in football and wrestling and, you know, in track and field. So I was able to just, you know, make some things happen on, you know, a couple of different aspects.
Now, you're listed as a defensive end. How do you see yourself projecting here to the NFL? Is it as a guy who can play inside, outside, I mean, outside, inside, or whatever? Do you see yourself having that ability to play inside and having an impact there as well as outside?
Oh, I do. You know, I know that I have the versatility where I can play, you know, both, you know, D-tackle and defensive end. So I guess you have to see where everything works out and see where exactly the best fit would be for me.
And, Billy, you look at the opportunity coming up this week where it's your first chance now to show what you can do in a team/football environment, I guess, for these coaches, because you're on the field. I know it's not in pads and it's just rookies being there. But how do you view that opportunity to, again, show your wares and maybe against others who are part of this draft class?
It's a great opportunity, you know, just to go out there and get familiar with, you know, how the scheme goes and get into those meeting rooms and watch as much film as you can. But, you know, just got to get there and be a student of the game and take your notes, go out, practice what they're telling you, practice what they want you to do scheme-wise. So, but it's an exciting feeling to, you know, just get there. And I've been sitting in Boise just waiting and waiting. So, but it's time to get back into the football, you know, mindset.
Are you mindful, first of all, if you could go back to what your best understanding of what you heard when you talked with some of the Browns representatives of why they picked you for this team? Are you mindful of maybe showing that sort of thing once you get on the practice field?
You know, it all comes back to just being a student of the game. You know, they pick you for a reason, but, you know, I haven't earned my spot yet, and, you know, I got to work my way from the bottom. And, you know, there's veterans there that have been there for a long time. So, you know, it's like being a freshman again. You just got to go in there and you got to earn your respect and, you know, you got to learn everything that you can, and hopefully everything works out for you.
Billy Winn, he is a sixth-round draft pick from Boise State, a defensive end, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Billy, the other thing is just the mindset of getting exposed to an NFL defensive playbook, I guess, for the first time, you know, getting an introduction to that. I would presume, and just time has told me through, you know, through the years, that rookies get a whole lot thrown at them in a very short amount of time, especially in these compressed mini camps where it's just a few days to get everybody on the field and get everybody out there and get everybody acclimated. Are you ready for that onslaught?
Oh, yeah, I'm very ready for it. You know, it was the same thing at Boise State. You know, that was just the way our defensive line coach was, though. He always threw as much information at you as he could because he knew that you could handle it. He wouldn't have thrown it at us if he didn't know we could handle it. You know, so in my mind, he was, you know, preparing a lot of us for, you know, the next level that of what's going to happen. So, you know, I feel like I am ready for it. If not, I'll adapt, I'll learn, you know, and I'll get myself ready for it.
Who have you, if anyone, have you consulted about the NFL experience, about what to expect at this level?
Oh, Darren College. I've talked to Richie Brockle. I've talked to Brandon Thompson. A lot of the older guys that went to Boise State.
What do they tell you? What's the common theme?
It's a grind. You know, you got to go in there. The job's not won yet. Like, you got to go in there, and it's you still have to make the roster. And that's the biggest thing that they've been saying is, you know, just because you got drafted doesn't mean like you're on the team. Like, you got to all go in there and you got to earn it.
And who in the NFL as a player do you sort of look at and say, okay, that's me, or that's what I could be?
Julius Peppers. That's the first one I can think of, just because how physical he is at the point of attack, and you know, just the speed that he, the game speed that he plays with.
And it's about that. Yeah, He's obviously a fast player, an incredibly dynamic and talented player. I mean, if you're that guy, obviously the Browns would be incredibly happy. Their fans would just probably have a parade, because that would be quite an impact.
Oh yeah, definitely would.
And is there when you think of D-line play and why it suits you? I mean, what are some of the things that you tend to favor in terms of doing? Is it about just getting pressure on the quarterback, playing the run? You know, what part of your game do you really feel is where you can excel and you feel the most at home?
It's everything. You know, it's to play D-line, you got to have some speed. You've got to have some athleticism, and you've got to be physical at the point of attack, because if one of those areas lacks, you know, that just leaves a gap or a hole open for somebody to make something happen. You know, for somebody to make a play. So you've got to be, you know, on top of your game at all aspects.
And you're part of a class. There's 11 guys that this Browns team has drafted this year, and you're one of them. And you know the names at the top end: Trent Richardson, Brandon Whedon, Mitchell mm-hmm. Schwartz coming in at tackle. As you look at the entire group, and there's, you know, another D lineman and John Hughes, some other defensive players at linebacker as well. As you look at this entire group, How does it make you feel to be a part of what the Browns are certainly hoping to be one of the highest impact classes they've had in recent years?
Oh, they feel great. You know, just coming in with Whedon and Trent, you know, just those guys alone, yeah, it's awesome, because they were all part of a great, you know, program, you know, with Oklahoma State and with Alabama. You know, they just came from prestige programs, and to come in with some guys like that know what's expected of them and what's, you know, what they need to do, you know, it's only going to push all the other guys around them that much harder. You know, everybody, you know, we're hoping to come in as a strong core group and go in there and make some good things happen.
Well, Billy, great stuff. We appreciate it, and we look forward to meeting you when you get here to Berea.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. He is Billy Wynn. He is a defensive end and defensive lineman from Boise State, sixth-round draft pick, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.